online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy Hickmott.
Counter-terror police are now investigating after two people were left in a critical condition following exposure to an unknown substance in Wiltshire. It's understood samples have been sent to the military research site Porton Down. The man and woman were found unconscious in Amesbury on Saturday. Neighbour Chloe Edwards describes what happened.
Emergency services, ambulances, police cars, fire engines just come in one by one, literally just surrounding the property. They start putting tape up. We just got told to stay in the house.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after another man was stabbed in Chatham. He's in a serious condition in a London hospital after being found on the high street last Thursday. A 38-year-old from the town was detained in the New Road area and remains in custody. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see footage of a large fight that broke out at a pub in Chatham during England's game at the World Cup last night. Fans clashed in the beer garden of the Command House, where a large screen had been set up to show the game. It's not thought anyone was badly hurt.
KM FM News.
Tributes are being paid to a retired Gurkha after a body was found during a search for a missing man in Folkestone. 77-year-old Bakhtar Bahuda Khatamam was last seen by his family on Saturday. The discovery was made on a beach the next day. Friends and relatives say he was cheerful and loyal. His death's not being treated as suspicious. A woman from Kent who suffers from a condition which has left her mostly bedridden is publishing a book about her struggle. 27-year-old Jessica Taylor Bierman has had ME since she was 14 and experiences severe exhaustion and pain throughout her body. By the age of 15, she was too ill to go to school and had to be cared for by her mum. She's told us the book focuses on what it was like to be so unwell as a teenager.
So it is just about the first 4 years of my health, which was all spent in hospital. So it starts off with me being well, and then it goes down and follows my journey into ill health.
A doctor whose negligence contributed to the death of a man from Dartford has been suspended for a month. An inquest heard A&E consultants failed to identify signs of a blood clot in 25-year-old Sian Hollands, who was a recovering heroin addict. Dr. Cameron Khan admitted she wasn't properly assessed and they assumed she was just in withdrawal.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told schools in Kent are looking as far away as Australia to solve a teacher recruitment problem. At the start of the last academic year, there were 90 vacancies in the county. Greenacre Academy in Medway is offering placements to trainees in the hope that they might want to work here full-time. Andrew Rees is the chief exec.
It might exist, but I'm not aware of any areas of the country which has surplus amounts of teachers. I don't think anyone is. So really, in addition to any you train up locally, you've got the only other possibility to fill up gaps is to go abroad.
And adverts for Cadbury Eggs, Chewits and Squashy Sweets have been banned for breaking new rules which try to stop children seeing junk food ads online. All the firms involved say they're committed to not encouraging kids to eat sweets.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and England are starting to plan for Saturday's World Cup quarter-final with Sweden today, after their first ever penalty shootout win at the tournament. With more on that nail-biting victory and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Gareth Southgate's side beat Colombia on spot kicks after the South Americans forced extra time with a 93rd minute equaliser to make the score 1-1. Captain Harry Kane had put England ahead to take his overall goal tally to 6 in the race for the Golden Boot. He's not ready to go home anytime soon.
We're as together as we can be. This will give us more belief than ever. It will give the fans back home more belief than ever. And again, they're enjoying it. We're enjoying it. And we're just looking forward to the next one.
Meantime, Jamie Vardy's a doubt for the last 8 game after injuring his groin. He came on as a substitute last night and it's understood he was due to take the 5th penalty in their shootout. Eric Dyer stepped up instead and scored the winner. Elsewhere today, British boxer James De Gale has given up his IBF super middleweight world title. The 2008 Olympic gold medalist says he wants to secure big fights in the final chapter of his career. And in tennis, Roger Federer resumes his Wimbledon campaign later. Serena Williams is also in action in the second round this afternoon.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.